Welcome back, and joining me today is Oolagan Mustangs head football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Mustangs getting that first win under your belt against a very good 5A powerhouse, Collinsville, 43-14, and things were just clicking in cylinders for you guys.
Yeah, we got off to a good start. Took the opening kickoff, 80, took our opening drive 80 yards down the field and scored, so that was good for us to get off to a good start. And then our defense went out and had a big series, got a turnover right away. And, when you turn the football over, it's bad things happen, and we were able to get a couple last night, some key situations, and just defense played outstanding. So
I would say one of the players that had a good game last night is your star quarterback, Casey Bass. A couple of touchdown passes, had some good plays, but it all leads up to him to lead that offensive attack for the Mustangs.
Oh, he had a great game. I mean, that was his 19th start as the quarterback for us, and he was 15 of 20 with 242 yards and two passing touchdowns and one rushing touchdown. And he knows exactly what I want to happen on the field, and he knows our offense really well, and he's able to help guys out. It's just like having another coach on the field, so that makes you a better football team.
How important was this win to get things off to a good year?
It's game one, and there's so much hype that goes into game one, and everybody puts a lot of emphasis on it. What I told our kids was, hey, this is a great challenge for us, and we've played in a lot bigger games. This is just game one. It's not going to determine the outcome of our season, obviously, because we've got a long ways to go, but it makes you feel good, and it shows your kids all the work and time and effort that you put in. It goes for something, so down deep, it's really a good feeling.
Well, it comes up on Friday, another tough battle there as you travel to actually you don't travel you're at home next Friday night taking on Skytook. Yeah. Another 5A power there, and Skytook has been pretty good over the last few years.
Coach Miller and his staff, they do one of the best jobs in the state. I've watched that program go from 0-10 to playing for a state championship, and he's done a great job there, and they will be ready, and they're one of the teams that we play that knows is going to be really physically tough and ready to get after us. So we're going to have to prepare hard all next week and get ready for their run game. It's always rock solid, and know that we're going to have a tough defense across from us. So just got a lot of work to do to keep getting better.
And I know the defense is going to have to be the key against that power running attack against Skytook, and that's certainly going to have to be a key. Offensive side, what are you guys going to have to do to take on Skytook's defense?
There's really three keys for us, and that's, number one, we've got to take care of the football, and number two, establish our run game, and then when we get an opportunity to spread the ball around to our receivers, they've got to make plays. And, I challenged our kids last night to, there's not a lot of people talking about them because we lost some really good receivers, and I challenged our receivers to make plays in space last night, and they came through in shining colors, and they're going to have to continue to do that throughout the season.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs this coming Friday against Skytook.
All right. Thanks, Adam.